Good morning. It's Friday, April 24th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, tensions are rising in one of the world's most critical waterways. The United States says it has boarded a ship carrying Iranian oil in the Indian Ocean as part of its expanding naval blockade. The Pentagon described the move as a maritime interdiction, targeting vessels suspected of supporting Iran's economy. President Donald Trump has also ordered the Navy to shoot and kill any boats laying mines in the Strait of Hormuz, underscoring the seriousness of the standoff. U.S. officials say dozens of vessels have already been redirected, while Iran has called the actions piracy. With both sides refusing to back down, the risk of further escalation in global shipping lanes remains high. Another news. A military operation has now sparked a financial crime case. A U.S. Special Forces soldier has been charged with insider trading after allegedly using classified information to bet on the capture of Venezuela's former leader, Nicolas Maduro. Prosecutors say the soldier placed bets on a prediction market platform before the operation became public, earning more than $400,000. The Justice Department called it a clear misuse of sensitive information, emphasizing that national security laws apply even in emerging platforms like crypto-based markets. The company involved said it flagged the suspicious activity and cooperated with investigators. The case raises new concerns about how classified intelligence can be exploited in the digital age. Around the world, a pause in fighting is being stretched as wider peace remains uncertain. Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend their ceasefire by 3 weeks, even as negotiations between the U.S. and Iran remain stalled. The extension comes despite continued sporadic violence, including airstrikes and rocket fire along the border. U.S. officials say the move is intended to create space for broader diplomacy, though no clear progress has been made in talks with Tehran. Meanwhile, military activity continues to build in the region, with additional U.S. naval forces deployed. The situation highlights a fragile balance, where temporary calm exists, but a lasting resolution still appears out of reach. Another news. A new agreement aims to curb dangerous journeys across the English Channel. The UK and France have signed a 3-year deal to reduce illegal migrant crossings, with France pledging to boost coastal patrols and surveillance using drones and helicopters. In return, Britain will provide hundreds of millions of euros in funding, some tied to performance targets. Officials say the plan is designed to disrupt smuggling networks and prevent risky sea crossings that have claimed dozens of lives. Both governments stress the need for stronger coordination, though challenges remain in enforcement. As migration pressures continue, the success of this deal will be closely watched in the months ahead. Another news. A key energy route is back online after months of disruption. Russian oil has resumed flowing through the Druzhba pipeline via Ukraine, allowing supplies to reach Hungary and Slovakia once again. The restart comes after earlier damage halted deliveries and sparked political tensions within the European Union. Officials say the resumption helped unlock approval for a major EU financial package aimed at supporting Ukraine's economy. Energy companies expect shipments to stabilize quickly, though the pipeline remains a symbol of Europe's complex dependence on Russian resources. As geopolitical tensions persist, the balance between energy security and political strategy continues to shape the region's future. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.